It's the 30th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A human trafficking ring was disrupted yesterday following a large-scale police investigation. Morning raids at four Luton properties led to the arrest of three females and five males ranging in age between 20 and 40. The operation targeted international gang activity related to the exploitation of women, many of whom end up working within various aspects of the sex industry. Louise Grant, a detective inspector with Bedfordshire Police's Criminal Investigation Department, said, "These initial warrants will be just the start of our investigation, and we are determined to shut down those behind this exploitive and immoral industry." The Trussell Trust-operated food bank in Bedford will be moving to a larger space due to an increased demand for its services. Cost of living pressures within the public has driven the move to the almost 14,000 square foot area at the Manton Lane Industrial Estate. For the 2022 to 2023 school year, 240 more Central Bedfordshire students were suspended when compared to the previous year. Educators believe that pupil behavioural issues can be tracked back to the parents and the idea that standards and rules are no longer firm. Other factors include special learning requirements and worsening mental health issues unrecognised by an overworked teaching staff with low retention rates as well as funding cuts. Information was provided by the Department of Education. The town of Sandy will turn on its Christmas lights in the Market Square this Sunday at 4:30. The event will kick off a number of festive family-friendly activities that will continue throughout upcoming weekends. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.